For the first time in American history, a U.S. president is tallying endorsements by foreigners in a re-election bid, in an unprecedented display of putting foreign interests before America's. In a video released by the White House last Friday entitled, America and Israel, an Unbreakable Bond, Obama legitimizes for the first time the involvement of foreigners, in this case Israeli extremists, to participate in a U.S. presidential election campaign. The Common Dreams website puts it this way. Can you imagine Obama issuing a video in which he is endorsed as pro-Mexican by the president of Mexico or pro-Polish by the prime minister of Poland? It's inconceivable, but not when it comes to pandering for the Jewish vote. First, let's take a look at Obama groveling at the feet of the Jewish lobby in this, his latest campaign video.
I'm proud that even in these difficult times, we fought for and secured the most funding for Israel in history. When an effort was made to insert the United Nations into matters that should be resolved through direct negotiations between Israelis and Palestinians, we vetoed it. America's commitment and my commitment to Israel and Israel's security is unshakable. It is unshakable.
The pandering reaches a pinnacle, with Obama pleasing war-hungry Jewry by telling the big lie that Iran is a threat to U.S. security.
We are determined to prevent Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons. And that's why we have imposed the most comprehensive, the hardest hitting sanctions that the Iranian regime has ever faced. And that's why, rest assured, we will take no options off the table.
Now check out the participation in our U.S. presidential elections by foreigners, hardline extremists at that, who should be forbidden to play any role in our own American affairs.
When I judge by his actions, he really has shown friendship.
He's extremely strong support of Israel in regard to its security.
We have not had a better friend than President Obama.
I want to thank you, Mr. President, for standing with Israel.
But American affairs, as evinced in this Obama's latest campaign video, are dictated by pleasing the Jewish lobby, of which many feel does not represent America's interests, but rather is an agent of a foreign power. How else can we explain that Netanyahu got more standing ovations when he spoke before Congress last spring than any president in the history of the United States? How else can we explain that Netanyahu gets prime interviews with Obama time after time?
Let me first of all welcome once again Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has now been here 7 times during the course of my presidency.
How else can we explain that Netanyahu boasted that America can be easily pushed around? And here's the big one. How else can we explain in the body language of Obama and Netanyahu that one is clearly the boss while the other appears to be the sucker? Watch the silent body language in this May 2011 news clip in which Netanyahu rejected Obama's call for a return to the pre-67 borders. The interview begins with a commanding Netanyahu seated with open legs, invading Obama's space, with Obama in a defeatist pouting position, evinced by his hand on his chin, while gripping the side of his chair in enraged humiliation, with legs crossed, shielding himself from the aggressor. The interview evolves with a triumphant Netanyahu, freely gesturing with schooling hands, with Obama in cowed response, evinced by his hand now moved up from his chin to fully covering his mouth, which indicates fear of offending his master. Now watch how the interview comes to a close. The totally in command Netanyahu and the humiliated Obama shake hands, fully revealing the difference between the conqueror and the conquered, between the vanquisher and the vanquished. America, wake up! You're allowing a foreign power to push you around.